USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kansas voters on Tuesday decided not to amend the state constitution, keeping abortion legal. It was the first test post-Roe at the state level since the Supreme Court handed rules back to the states. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told the Taiwanese president in Taipei Wednesday, now more than ever, America's solidarity with Taiwan is crucial.
With the Taiwan Relations Act, America made a bedrock promise to always stand with Taiwan.
Chinese officials are warning airlines to avoid airspace near Taiwan, the alert describing six areas in the region as danger zones.
It's time for Dodger Baseball!
After 67 years of announcing Dodgers baseball games, Vin Scully died in Los Angeles Tuesday at 94. USA Radio News.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The Federal Aviation Administration wants to hear from you.
The Federal Aviation Administration is asking for comments from the public for the next few months as it seeks feedback on airplane seat sizes. It will then use the feedback to create a new standard minimum for airplane seat sizes.
Federal officials want to make sure that there is enough room on airplanes that in the event of an emergency, folks are able to quickly and safely get off.
Scott Keyes, the founder of Scott's Cheap Flights. This comes years after Congress ordered the FAA to create new minimum dimensions for airplane seats in its funding renewal in 2018. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Happy birthday goes out to Tom Brady, Tony Bennett, Martha Stewart, and Metallica guitarist James Hetfield. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
With the Democrats' new green spending bill, somehow called the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, because we're currently in a recession, Steve Moore is an economics expert and a senior writer for the Wall Street Journal. Mr. Moore on Fox News explains just how devastating this will be for our country.
I do not understand why Joe Manchin sold out his own state. He thinks somehow this is going to lead to more coal and oil and gas production. Are you kidding me? With the EPA and the Interior Department of Joe Biden, who wants to kill those industries, that ain't going to happen. This is the fourth major bill, as you just said, that massively increases the amount of green energy funding. We get about 6 or 7% of our energy from wind and solar power. It's completely insignificant, and this will hurt our oil and gas industry. It's going to give all this money to the climate change industrial complex. How are we going to win the race for the cure for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and cancer and ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease if we're taking money out of an industry that saves lives?
The Senate overwhelmingly signed off Tuesday on legislation designed to aid veterans fighting diseases linked to toxic exposure from burn pits. The final vote was 86 yeas, 11 nays. The United States imposed sanctions on Russian President Vladimir Putin's reported romantic partner Tuesday. She was among 13 Russian nationals added to the Treasury Department sanctions list. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.